How's it going, dude?
Hey, man, what's up? Tell Todd if you turn the radio back on.
When you grab a hold of me, you tell me that I'll never be set free. But I'm a parasite. Creep and crawl, I step into.
A smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love. Thank you.
This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception if you're tuned in. I was going to talk a little bit before, however, I got a phone call during my second song pertaining to the Tufts Wilderness orientation, so I felt like, you know, that should really take priority, especially because we already heard the, like, WMFO blurb right around 59 anyways. So the songs, the first one was Bad Fish by Sublime, before that was Beautiful by Carole King, and then this last song was She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. When I first heard She's a Rainbow, I kind of hated it, and then something this week, I was just, like, craving the song. So there you go. That's why we were listening to it. This next song is I Know What Boys Like by The Waitresses. The Waitresses are more popular for their Christmas song, Christmas Rapping, than any of their other music, I'm pretty sure. And I feel bad to, like, minimize their career, but their Christmas song, Christmas Rapping, is wow. Like, that is, I will listen to that year round. It's good, it's edgy, it's, like, doesn't even pertain that much to Christmas. Like, you're kind of just, it's just a good song. But this is their other song, I Know What Boys Like, which is also, I like how their music is edgy, and, like, when I'm walking, I feel like it gives me a little bit of confidence. But I Know What Boys Like, here we go.
I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, I got what boys like. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I see them looking, I make them want me. I like to tease them, they want to touch me. I never let them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. Don't you, you're special. I might get you, you're so much different. I might get you. And buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me. Guys want, I know what boys
climbed a rock. But I still see her, even though she's had the knock. And when I look out from the middle of the sea, I still dream the dreams I dream of you and me. And I'm gonna be late getting home tonight if the tide won't come in. And I'll be tired from the journey, but I'll be seeing you again. Thank God for you and me and the deep, deep blue sea. Call me homeward when it's time for me to leave. And I'll be leaving thinking of who I'm gonna see.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Through the corridors asleep, past shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
Been a minute since I talked. I think my dad could be listening. He did respond awesome when the Grateful Dead were playing, so I'm gonna assume Courtney is tuned in. We're at a good halfway point, so I'm gonna do a PSA, and then our show today is going to be ending a little bit early because I have an interview at 11, which is very scary. I don't know how early that'll be because I think I might just take the interview from the radio station unless someone comes in. But usually no one comes in at 11, so might have an interview, might go back on air, might not go back on air because I actually have another... Too many things. Anywho, why not grow your own PSA? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. This is a little optional part, but Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. Wow, what an interesting fact. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, so what was playing before this? I don't remember. I think it was, yes, Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall by Simon and Garfunkel. Before that was Sun Medallion by King Tuff. I just discovered that song this week. I love it. It's got like a very like intense like California whatever to it. It's really good. I know that's not a great description of a song. Before that was Gentle on My Mind by Glenn Campbell. He's more well known for his song Southern Nights, but this song got recommended yesterday when I was listening to the Dolly Parton radio. And before that, Friend of the Devil by Grateful Dead. This next song is going to be Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles, followed by Blood Red Sentimental Blues by Cotton Jones.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. night.
I need a entertaining man.
We were talking about you, babe. They said
you was involved in a robbery that was due to happen at a quarter to three in a main street.
I didn't believe. When the Crimson Dynamo finally assured me, well, I knew
you was involved in a robbery that was due to happen at a quarter to three in the main street.
So we went out.
I need an entertaining man.
And the Crimson Dynamo came along for the ride.
We went to town with the library and we swung.
We swung all over that long, tall bank in Main Street.
pictures I'm sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. Green, white, pink or yellow, I don't care, 'cause he's my fella, sitting on dashboard of my car. As long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. I don't care, 'cause he's my fella, sitting on dashboard of my car.
I actually remembered to stop the music this time. Good for me. So we're coming near, this is going to be the last song, just, oh, that's kind of a bummer. I mean, maybe I'll find another song after this. We have to see. I don't want to cut it too short for my interview, but right now I'm cutting it the opposite of too short. But I think saying too long doesn't sound correct. Thank you for tuning in to all my very loyal listeners and fans, my devout listeners and fans. Shout out to my dad. Thank you for tuning in, Dad. You're here every week. That makes me so very happy. Shout out to Henry, who's tuned in from work. Thanks. I think maybe Abby's listening. Who's to say? Who's to say? Okay, I found another song for after this one. Actually, no, I found an even better... Ugh, this is very conflicting now. So we're just going to start playing the music sooner than later, so that way I don't have to deal with this. This next song is going to be Riot by Hugh Masekela. And then after that is going to be Pumpkin Pie by the California Honey Drops. I don't think it's... We're going to listen to the whole song. Maybe I shouldn't play it for that reason. Okay, actually, the next song is going to be Purgatory by Tyler Childers. Okay, cool. Goodbye. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe I'll be back after my interview, but who's to say? This is Riot by Hugh Masekela. We'll be right back.
for me, you're my only hope for heaven. My boy, I drink and love and smoke and snort my pill. But all the while, I kept in mind the Lord's redeeming grace. High on the hill where the park storm's blowing down in the city where the heathens go. Catholic girl, pray for me, you're my only hope for heaven. Me, you're my only hope for heaven.